Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always to the end of the age." The Gospel of the Lord. In the name of the Blessed Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. When I was in the process of ordination, I had to meet with many committees, both in my diocese, which was Central Pennsylvania in Harrisburg, and also at Virginia Seminary, where I was a student and a postulant. And I remember at one of the meetings, I think it was the Standing Committee or perhaps Commission on Ministry, one of those two, the first question I was asked as a young, eager postulant, "Describe and define the Trinity." Wow. That's almost an impossible question. I don't remember what I said. Honestly, I can't remember a single word that came out of my mouth. But I must have muddled through it satisfactorily because they approved me and I went on for ordination. And it's considered to be a joke that on every Trinity Sunday, the rector of the parish seeks to get the associate or someone else, a supply priest, to do the sermon because the Trinity is such a difficult topic to deal with. It's a mystery, and I don't intend to try to deal with it because I don't understand it. But I have seen several interesting memes on the Episcopal Facebook page the last few days, which I think points toward the Trinity, if nothing else. One is the actress who played in Downton Abbey, Maggie Smith, saying, "Whatever you do," she's addressing clergy, "whatever you do, don't use the word perichoresis on Trinity Sunday. It sounds so vulgar." And I had to look that word up. And it's a technical term that means the interrelationship among the Trinity, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, within the Godhead, excluding any relationship with humanity. So I won't speak on that because I don't even know what it is, or I don't seek to understand it. And then another cute meme I saw showed Jesus in his tunic, in his typical first century AD clothing, with a sign around his neck that said God, walking into a coffee shop. And in the coffee shop, there was a sign that said, "One free cup of coffee to each person." And Jesus said, "I'll have three." We appreciate the Trinity, and we know that it's in our catechism at the back of the prayer book, but very briefly defined. Toward the end of the prayer book, you have a whole series of questions and answers, which priests often use for catechism when they're preparing people for confirmation. And it simply says, "There was one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit." And that's it. Nothing else. We appreciate an appropriate God, I think, chronologically rather than intellectually. And if you think of the order, time order, that God revealed God's self throughout history, I think that's helpful to us. We had a rather lengthy first lesson this morning, which Carol read beautifully, the story of creation, the chapter from Genesis that describes how God created the heavens and the earth. And so for the ancient Hebrew people, God was first perceived as a creator of all that exists throughout the universe. And then he raised up prophets and kings and judges and others in the Old Testament that further define God's work, Moses being most notable. The law was given to Moses, the Ten Commandments. And then in the fullness of time, as we like to say, Jesus was born, Son of God, born rather obscurely, not in a palace or a castle, but in a remote part of the Roman Empire, probably in a cave somewhere in near Bethlehem. And Jesus was later recognized, first by Doubting Thomas, as God as well. Remember Doubting Thomas, who said he wouldn't believe that Jesus had been raised from the dead until he could see the marks of the nails and the spear in his side? And once Jesus revealed that to him, Thomas replied, "My Lord and my God." So thanks to Thomas, Jesus now is recognized as divine as God as well. And then our Lord, at the time of his ascension, and we had that in our gospel lesson in Matthew's account, goes to a mountain, outside of Bethany, and tells the disciples to go and preach the gospel and baptize in the name of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And so, from a chronological point of view, that's how I appropriate and appreciate the Trinity. It's revealed chronologically in the scriptures. When we baptize a child or an adult, we baptize that using the Trinitarian formula, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. When we say our creed, which we'll do in just a few moments, if you notice, that's in Trinitarian form too. The first part of the creed, whether it's the apostles or the Nicene, we use the Nicene in communion, speaks of God the Father, the Creator, God the Son, Jesus, God the Holy Spirit, in that order. When I was in seminary, I studied a systematic theologian by the name of Thomas Macquarie, and he had a good way of defining the Trinity. He compared the Father, God the Creator, to creative being. He compared Jesus the Son to expressive being, and he compared the Holy Spirit to unitive being, that which holds the three together and holds us in union with Christ. So on this Trinity Sunday, we're not going to ever understand what the Trinity is all about. Perichoresis is not going to be something we're going to deal with. But we follow through the scriptures the advent of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. So my prayer for all of us is that we, as we affirm the creed this morning, we have an awareness of what God's all about and how God is all around us in everything we do and everything we say. One of my favorite hymns is hymn 362, Holy, Holy, Holy. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, early in the morning my song does rise to thee. Merciful and mighty, holy, 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 God in three persons, blessed Trinity. Amen. Was I under 10?